It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Dandruff is not a serious issue for anyone with regular grooming.
No, I disagree. Totally disagree with that.
Well, how would you know?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Would your flakes be white?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I'm gone too.
He's walking out of the room.
I'm joining him. TC, Jer, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, I see him. He's down the hall.
Oh, no, he's in Cat's office already.
He's down the hall. He's used his key fob. He's left the building. He's approaching the parking lot.
You see out
now.
The window. There's his car going by. He's just driving
away with the middle finger out the window.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. Three candidates coming your way. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, it's Super Bowl week. We've had the Super Bowl report with David Moore. We'll have another one today at 9:30. We'll make our picks for the big game. And we had some technical issues with David earlier this week. And right before he was about to go on with us, he dropped out. And as he tried to reestablish, we had Super Bowl report chaos.
What do you think they see in these teams, and then when they look at their Cowboys roster, say, well, we got to get better here and here and here? And I know the easy answer is defense, but even beyond that, critically, how do you think the Cowboys look at these two teams?
As a distant dream?
Whoops. Do we not have David?
Thought we did.
We had him.
Okay. Well, that was a pretty fair question. Why don't you hit space people, Jer, until we reconnect with David? Or let's listen to the low voice guy or something. I still think that could be you singing, George.
I think I did sing it one ticket stock.
All right, have we found David yet?
Hey, to your question, oh, there's David. But as we go back to David, along with this, no, play the bottom out guy. Okay, Tom Brady kind of saved.
Okay.
Tom Brady kind of saved his bacon because
it dropped off. I should be on. Okay.
Yeah, we got you now, David. You got us.
Okay.
Well, we're having some issues, I guess. You got us, David.
David. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Geez. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello. Question. You hear
Hello.
Us?
Yeah, Hello.
We'll hear it all again Friday morning.
Okay.
Too.
We're not having a good connection here. We need to figure this out.
No, I think we're good.
David, can you hear us?
Turn off the damn music.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Craig.
Can you hear
Craig,
us?
Craig, can you hear me? Craig, this is David. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. If you don't turn off that music,
okay, I'm God. Sorry. I'm sorry. Almighty.
That's a morning show in a top market.
That is maybe the all-time low moment for our show. That was horrible. Great.
And you know, your what? Fake interest over there. David? David?
While
you're firing off
interest.
The...
That's not fake interest.
Yes,
I always am ready. I'm always
you don't care
hankering
if David's there
to hear
or not.
David has to
David,
deliver
David,
to my
are you
inbox.
There, David? Here, let me play some more music.
David? Are you there, David?
That's fake interest on your part, but that is candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's been Super Bowl week, so we've been playing some of the big moments from the last 27 years that we've been covering this big event, including our run-ins with a guy named Nasty Nestor in Baltimore. And we thought we had this beeped, but Jer played the wrong one. And
I protest this.
Well, you did it. You're the one who let this one fly on the air.
It didn't go well, and I think this is the time when he sexually assaulted my microphone.
We're listening on the air.
Is that his producer?
Yeah.
Did your
boy hit
with
nasty?
Okay.
Whoa, dump it. Whoa,
hey, Jer. Jer. All right.
Dump it.
Got it. Stop the audio.
Get away.
How was that not bleeped?
I don't know. I thought that one was.
Oh, holy mackerel.
Wow, he dropped another F-bomb. And
leading up to that, that's all we talked about, and he drops an F-bomb. But, you know, we We'll have it beeped here. We'll listen to this edited version
just
of it.
Replay.
Well, it was in the system both ways, and I put the wrong one up.
So Nestor accomplished his goal once again.
Sabotage
15
this.
Years later.
Right.
All right, one more time.
It didn't go well, and I think this is the time when he sexually assaulted my microphone.
We're listening on the air.
Is that his producer?
Yeah.
Your boy, can't
we
nasty?
Okay.
Whoa,
wait, right here?
Hey, Jer. All right.
Dump it.
Got it. Stop the audio.
Get away.
How was that not bleeped?
I don't know. I thought that one was.
Oh, holy mackerel.
Wow, he dropped another F-bomb and... Yeah, slow burn on that for Nestor, 15 years.
Uh-huh. Boy, his plan's working.
Boy, it is. He's
playing the long game.
Right now.
Have you seen how many P1s he's blocked this week?
Oh, my gosh.
He had to take his Twitter account private.
Yeah.
Because the P1s were harassing
Just leave him alone. We're not even in the same city with him this year, and already we're going back and forth. All right, there is Jer as candidate number two. And then there's Mike Saroy as candidate number three. They mentioned the town of Mahia on the Normandy invasion. Of course, that's spelled with an X, M-E-X.
Yeah, it's like Mexia.
Yeah, it looks like Mexia, but it's Mahia. So
it was a running game throughout the show where we were trying to come up with towns that had X in the name.
Yeah.
That's where Anna Nicole Smith is from.
Oh, really?
Yep. She's from... Yeah, that's all I know about that town, is that she's from there.
Mm-hmm. That and their mascot, they're the Black Cats, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, Bob.
Okay, Mahia.
Hmm.
So Saroy tries to come up with another town or a city with X in it, and he had a spelling problem.
This is a great game. Where'd this come from? Oh, yeah.
Texas!
Mahia!
There you go.
Mahia, that's exactly
that's
right.
An X.
That's an X in Mahia.
About
Thank
Wait.
You.
Wait.
Huh?
Wait. Or no.
Wait, like, well, hold on. It's like the girl meme.
I literally have to check it.
Just that
okay.
Way.
Okay. Jacksonville was what I was excited about.
Wait, you thought Jacksonville had next?
Well, I just.
Now, that is the airport code, I think.
That's how they would have spelled it if it was named in 2021.
Yeah.
Like if it was a child.
Exactly.
With two X's, though. Yeah, two Jacksonville.
Is it time to start talking about Super Bowl XV?
Wouldn't that be Super Bowl 15?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Saroy really thought he had something there, didn't he?
Oh, wait,
no, that's Jacksonville. That's the no X in Jacksonville. All right, one more time.
This is a great game. Where'd this come from? Oh, yeah.
Texas!
Mahia!
There you go.
Mahia, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's an X in Mahia.
About
Thank you.
Wait.
No.
Wait, like, well, like hold on. It's like the girl meme.
I literally have to check it.
Just that
Okay. Okay. Jacksonville was what I was excited about.
Wait, you thought Jacksonville had next?
Well, I just...
Now, that is the airport code, I think, Jack.
That's how they would have spelled it if it was named in 2021.
Yeah,
like if it was a child.
Exactly.
With two X's, though.
Yeah, two
Jacksonville.
Is it time to start talking about Super Bowl XV?
Okay.
Everyone
laid out on Norm.
That is... a very confusing 60 seconds of audio. That is hard to keep track of what's going on.
Bulletin. XV. All right, so those are your three candidates. David Moore, Jer, or Mike Saroy. 888. And I say David Moore. That really wasn't on David. That was a technical problem. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, that mashup of sounds you guys had waiting on David Moore was almost as bad as those random salute to Kamala Harris ads you guys run. So I'm going to go with that one.
What?
Huh.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Okay.
President Fox, more and more.
No, we waited for that. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Gordon.
Why me?
Always a good choice.
He's trying to put that first one on me.
That's the first one for him playing the bottom out guy.
Nothing but helping the show.
David? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Tom Green.
Oh, we can't hear David. I don't know what's wrong. Hey, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Random fact for you. I got my first dog from a Haya, and it later died of an overdose. But that's not my vote. My vote is for number one, David Moore.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys, it's Triple Fake Avery Johnson. I'd like to vote for Mike Soroy. Go Mavs.
Horrible.
That is the
worst Avery Johnson ever.
That's funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, George.
Hey.
Vaginal slice born born.
All right. No more of that.
Hi, yeah. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers. I'd like to say thanks to the little Gracie for telling Triple Faye Cassidy to shut up. And I want to vote for Big Strong Jer.
Oh, thank you, Cassidy.
Merry Christmas.
Tell your twin sister Casey we said hello.
Okay.
Okay. Her voice is changing, isn't it? She sounds different.
Yeah, she did.
Girls don't go through a voice change like guys do they?
No, not like guys, but she does sound older than she did when she first started calling.
That's a good one, though. It has to change a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not including like cigarettes and booze.
But I don't think it breaks.
No. Right.
They were inseparable.
Right. That's not how she sounded when she was eight.
Next year.
Let's listen to little 8-year-old Pete Rose's sister.
They were inseparable.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I really don't get it.
Hello. You're on America's favorite radio station. Who wins?
Oh, hey, George. I really enjoyed your reading yesterday.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do to your body for the P1.
Thank you.
I'd like to vote for David Moore, but I'm going to put it on Craig because I'm assuming he hung up on David Moore. Like he hung up on me last week.
Ooh.
First of all, now that we're in the bunker, I don't control the phones anymore. So I haven't controlled the phones in 10 months.
And second of all...
And second of all, I'll come up with something.
And second of all, he wasn't on the phone.
I forgot. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, David wasn't on the phone. Yeah. Thank you, Fernando.
He's on a dual line Comrex. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Courage they/them.
Uh-huh.
Can you guys bring back my Joey? And I'd like to vote for David Moore's B-plug.
Okay, there's a lot wrong with that, but that does put the technical problems with the Super Bowl report over the top, and we'll score it as a win for David Moore.
What do you think they see in these teams, and then when they look at their Cowboys roster, say, well, we got to get better here and here and here, and I know the easy answer is defense, but even beyond that, critically, how do you think the Cowboys look at these two teams?
As a distant dream.
Whoops. Do we not have David? That sounded like head injury George chiming in from his rocking chair.
That's a fair question. Why don't you hit space people, Jer, until we reconnect with David? Or let's listen to the low voice guy or something.
I still think that could be you singing, George.
I think I did.
David yet?
Hey, to your question, the oh, there's David. But as we go back to David, along with this, no, play the bottom out guy. Tom Brady kind of saved his bacon because...
It dropped off. I should be on.
Yeah, we got you now, David. You got us?
Okay.
Well, we're having some issues, I guess. You got us, David?
David? Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me? Oh,
yes. Geez. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello. Question. You hear
hello.
Us?
Yeah,
hello.
We'll hear it all again Friday morning.
Okay.
Too.
We're not having a good connection here. We need to figure this out.
No, I think we're good.
David, can you hear us?
Turn off the damn music.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Craig.
Can you hear
Craig,
us?
Craig, can you hear me? Craig, this is David. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. If you don't turn off that music.
Okay, I'm sorry.
God, you're so Tom Green.
I'm so sorry. David?
Right. It's kind of unfair to put this on David, but how many wins is that?
That's his fourth win, 115 behind Norman Marjorie Hitzkus.
Marjorie Owens Hitzkus.
All right, we've talked a lot.